This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, the athletic director and football coach at St. Thomas Academy. That means he's involved in all ends of what the meetings and what they've got going on. Today and the decisions they made. Dan O'Brien is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dan, how are you tonight? And was there anything that you did not expect that came out of today's meetings with the high school league?
Well, you know what, Mike? A little bit, to be honest with you. And, you know, you're never sure what's going to happen when you get into these kind of situations like we have now. And for a person that's optimistic, I think you're always hoping for the very best.
Yep.
You know, as an AD and a high school football coach and a guy that's been watching kids work hard all summer, I think we're hoping for an opportunity to play this fall.
Well, do the kids get put at a disadvantage with colleges and whatnot if they can't compete in the fall when they're in the 37 states right now, including four not far away, that are going to be playing? Do you worry about kids literally fleeing and going over there and playing there, or just the fact that we could get behind?
Well, no, I think you bring up a good point there, Mike. I think there are several things. And you know, first and foremost, you know, we support the Minnesota State High School League. Those guys were in an incredibly difficult situation and had a hard decision to make. And safety always has to be the number one deal for our students, for obviously our teachers, our parents, our families, and everything like that. But I think it certainly will have an impact. And you know, you have different levels of players in high school football, as you're well aware. I think the Division I guys, the high-end guys, the high-level guys, I think they'll be fine. Most of those guys have offers now.
Yep.
Although it will be interesting, Mike, to see if any of those guys opt out this fall. You know, if you play – or this spring, rather. If you play spring football, high school football, and you have an injury – you know, you're going to be out in the fall.
Oh, plus half those kids now, they go in January. They graduate early and they go join their college team and play in the spring. Well, that would mean they never play a senior year of football, right?
Yeah, you're right. Some of those kids do early enrollments, and that could take those kids out too. And I think you're seeing that at the college level right now. I think we heard with Rashad Bateman this morning opting out of the season this year. But you have the high-end guys, but I think the guys that will impact the most, Mike, are the Division II and the Division III guys.
Sure.
And that's what most of us high school guys have. And it certainly does, I think, have the potential to have a negative impact. And, you know, a lot of the college and the Division II schools will have offers out. You know, they have signing day in February, right? That's going to be before we even play.
So December, actually, they have that early signing day now, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got the December one as well, right? You know, and the other one is the highly selective schools, you know, the Ivy League schools. And if you have a kid that really wants to get in there and maybe he's borderline, he's high academic but right on the edge, sometimes football is the thing that will push that kid over the edge to be able to get into a school like that. But I can tell you from experience, you know, from my time at the University of Minnesota, that if you have a 4.0 kid with a, you know, with a high GPA and high ACT, and you have film on that kid, and you have another kid that's a 4.0 with the exact same ACT, but you don't have any film, there's a high probability you're going to roll a dice on the kid that you have the film on. And, you know, it's one of those deals where the known is better than the unknown.
Sure. Yeah. Now, as an AD, granted, they're doing the best that they can, and as you alluded to earlier, but you're looking at, you know, there's the possibility that say winter sports don't start until January as well. The way we're looking right now, you're really going to cram a lot in there from January to July, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think with that, what we really have to do as coaches, as ADs, and as the Minnesota State High School League, we just have to be real careful not to put the kids in a bad situation where they've got to choose between this sport or that
yeah.
sport. Because I think that's tough on kids. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, when I put my AD hat on, there's potential for facilities issues, Mike. I think that if you think back to your days at Gaylord, when Gaylord and Winthrop used to play,
yep,
your high school football field, I remember like it was yesterday, that was the outfield of the baseball field.
That's right. You got a little dirty there on the one side, yep.
We sure did on the visitor's boundary. I remember getting a little scratched up over there.
Yep.
You guys had extra rocks on.
Yeah, we did. When Winthrop came to town, we always threw a couple more in there, yeah.
But so that's going to be an issue, too. And I think the northern schools, you know, potentially with some of the stuff in the spring, you know, late snowstorms and things like that are going to be a challenge for all of us. But the good news is, Mike, that we're going to get an opportunity to play. And so we need to keep that in mind to be thankful for that.
Yeah, do you think, you know, they're talking about allowing fall practices of some sort for football and volleyball. I'm sure you're thinking about these things all the time. Can you make it fun? Can you keep the kids engaged with that? Well, can you make that fulfilling so at least they've got a passion for the game, even if there's no game at the end of the week?
For sure, I think you can. I think you have to be careful. I think that you can't practice too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that baseball, lacrosse, and track are going to have an opportunity to practice this fall as well. So I think coaches are going to really have to do a great job of coordinating to make sure we don't have overuse on kids and to make sure that that each kid is, again, not put in a bad spot where he's going to have to pick one sport.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see. So they're going to try to give them some makeup time because they didn't have a spring season last year, huh?
Right, yep. I think for sure lacrosse and baseball are going to have a chance to practice. And as I was thinking through it, when I was reading through it, I'm thinking, you know what? I've got to sit down with our baseball guy and our lacrosse guy and say, okay, hey, how many days a week do you need? How many days a week do I need? And just make sure we're all on the same page. Because it's important we share assets, right?
I know how football coaches feel generally. It's, okay, here's the days that I'm going to need, then you guys take what's left.
Well, that's probably how we're all thinking, right?
You know, on a bigger scale, though, and you understand this very, very well, you want your kids just to be engaged as students and athletes and get an experience. And you always worry when we give kids time to make decisions on their own and get together on their own, because not always good things can happen. And you want to keep them focused on something. It seems to me that that's almost as big a challenge as anything right now, isn't it, for an athletic director and an educator?
Yeah, it is for sure, because, you know, I'm sure that St. Thomas Academy is no different than any of the other schools. Say, once that news came out, you know, we had workouts this morning. Our kids were disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what? I had a bunch of them that actually came back to school, and they sat in my office for 3 hours, and we just talked about it. You know, and we talked about first, hey, here's what's sad, here's what's disappointed, and how does this change my plans for college for next year, and all of those kind of things. And then we started to talk about, hey, now let's talk about the good things, you know. Maybe a spring season looks a little different. Maybe we can have parents and grandparents and students back in the stands. And maybe we can have the band and, you know, all of those kind of things that we probably would not have been able to have this fall. So we kind of focused on that. And we all agreed that we're going to be disappointed today. But tomorrow, we're going to go back and work out tomorrow morning. We're going to start thinking about football in the spring.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, especially in your growing years, you can say, great, 3 more months in the weight room to get me ready for a season, right?
Well, we did talk about that with a couple of these kids that we think that need to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
That certainly won't hurt them. But, again, I don't want a kid to choose a weight room over a winter sport or, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So we'll share them and we'll try to figure out. It's new and uncharted territory for everybody, but I think we need to be careful with the mental health of these kids and all of that, and make sure that we do the right things for them and keep that number one in our minds.
The other thing as an athletic director, though, when you start talking about that that season that goes into July for spring sports, which is great for opportunities, but a lot of kids kind of check out after graduation or when they get to June, that'll be a challenging for seniors in particular to decide if they want to stay with that into July, huh?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right on that. I was thinking about that a little bit today, and there are a lot of distractions in the spring that make it a challenge in the spring to be a head coach and to keep these kids locked and loaded. And it's easy for a senior's mind to be moving on to the next step and the next chapter of their life. And shoot, when you think about it, a lot of these colleges are starting earlier and earlier. And, you know, we had a kid to go to Kansas State, and he left on June 10th.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's it'll certainly be a challenge, but again, we don't really have a whole lot of other options. We got to figure out a way to keep them excited and keep them going.
Your son Casey is always on people's minds and thoughts, and they always want to know how he's doing. Of course, a multiple cancer survivor, and he is a fighter. How is he doing right now? What's it been like, and what's the COVID-19 part been like for him?
Well, I guess to start out, how he's doing now, Mike. We had a great day a couple weeks ago. He had a scan, and they were watching a couple of spots, small spots that were inconclusive, and fortunately for Casey and us, those two spots were smaller, and they think that they're not cancerous, and
good.
Maybe some scar tissue in there. So, number one, that's the most important thing and the most fantastic thing that's happening with him. But secondly, he's real excited about Gopher football. They had a meeting this morning, and I think that they're getting ready to go. I think they're going to come in later on this week or early next week and start with some walkthroughs. And until they hear otherwise, I think the plan is to go ahead and have a Big Ten season. So we're excited about that.
And he's focused on that, and that's a great thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. I mean, all those guys are over there. And I hear from them quite often and with the kids. And they're working out. They're ready to go. And I think they've done a nice job controlling it over there. And you're not hearing about blow-ups of COVID cases. So I think they've got a good plan. And it'll be exciting to see Gopher football this fall, since we won't see any high school ball.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, will St. Thomas Academy be a combination of distant learning? Will you be on campus? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we do. We're going to be in-person learning. Our plan is with all of our grades to be in and be in-person learning. And we think we have a good plan to control any outbreaks or any spreads of the COVID virus. And our plan and our goal is to have our kids in person. And we're going to roll with that until something happens where we can't do it. But we think we'll be okay.
Dan, appreciate it very much. Thanks for giving us some time on a tough day for high school football coaches and athletic directors.
As always, Mike, appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Dan O'Brien on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Nice enough to join us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.